Nick Healy for breakfast on 2SER 107.3.
Look, it is the biggest event dedicated to podcasting in the entire Asia-Pacific region, and it returns this June as part of the Vivid Ideas Convention. I am, of course, talking about the Audiocraft Podcast Festival, 3 days of conversations and workshops dedicated to pushing and elevating the world of podcasting, as well as listening events and much, much more. And an absolute highlight is going to be the Original Content Development Retreat, co-hosted by Audiocraft and Audible, a chance for people to really get in, flesh out, and develop their original audio content ideas. What else is happening when it kicks off June 1? I'm not sure, but I'm hoping to find out because I'm joined by Jess Burnett, who's the co-founder of Audiocraft, Matthew Gain, head of Audible in Australia. Jess, good morning.
Hi, Nick.
And Matthew, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Jess, this is pretty huge. I mean, we've got a lot of international guests swinging in this time around for Audiocraft.
Yeah, it's our biggest program yet. We've got Helen Zaltzman from The Illusionist coming out.
Which I am just about to fanboy gush over because The Illusionist is one of the greatest podcasts.
And she's doing a live show on June 5th at Giant Dwarf. We've also got Eleanor McDowell from Falling Tree. She's coming out to do a live show for Radio Atlas and talk about her work at the conference as well. Robert Smith from Planet Money. Michelle Macklems from CBC in Canada.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a pretty big lineup.
And this is really good to see that Australian festivals and sort of Australian podcasts is getting this international appreciation as well.
Yeah, and that we've got so many Australians on the bill too. I think we've got about 40 Australian speakers, so there's a lot of good work being done locally as well.
I know for the actual sort of conference itself on the
The conference is on the 2nd,
yeah.
That's right.
One of the topics that often comes up is this idea of, is there an Australian sound for podcasting?
It's a really tricky question and one that I think a lot of people have been grappling with for a while. So we thought, let's put it on stage. We've got five audio producers getting up and sort of talking about what they think the Australian sound is. I think it's quite a political topic. You know, if you start talking about the Australian sound, it's like, who does it include and exclude?
That
and
is interesting.
Yeah,
too.
So I think it's a really good question. And, you know, is it even an important question? I'm not sure. But I think it's one that continuously comes up at our conference. We hear it talked about at the lunch break and afterwards at the drinks. So we thought, let's put it on stage and sort of flesh it out all together. You know, every now and then I hear a sound like, you know, a magpie or you know, like, you know, an Australian turn of phrase. And I think that's the Australian sound. And I feel like I've caught it for just a second. But then I'm not really sure how that plays out in an international landscape. So it'll be really interesting to kind of tackle.
It will be. And Matthew, this is quite a big sponsorship deal for Audible. I mean, you're coming in as really kind of the principal kind of side project partner. What's the interest?
Well, this is the second year we've done this. We were headline sponsor last year as well. We are really passionate about supporting the creator community here in Australia. I think that, you know, our ambition is to be the home of bold and ambitious original content, and our Audiocraft sponsorship is part of that. We are doing the original content retreat.
Yeah, talk to me about that.
Yeah, what we're trying to do is bring people that are creating great content here in Australia. We want to help them create better stuff. And so we're asking content creators from all over the country to send in their ideas. You can apply at audiocraft.com.au. And we're bringing some of our best producers, Jesse Baker, Eric Newsom, and Colin Campbell over from the US to help people develop their pitch. And hopefully we can bring something to fruition.
Is this, from your perspective, Jess, kind of a little bit along the lines of Australian podcasting growing up a bit? I mean, we've definitely gone beyond the three people yelling into a MacBook speaker, and we really are looking for a more elevated style of podcasting?
Yeah, I think that's true. And, you know, I think the big thing this year, I think what we're going to see is audio fiction and drama really coming out. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I love about the retreat with Audible that we're doing, is that Audible are really open to working with creatives of all types. You don't just have to be a radio or podcast producer. You know, the call out is also to writers and actors and filmmakers and artists. And, you know, I think that's where podcasting is going, is it's starting to include a lot more people and become a lot more ambitious.
Is that, I mean, would you flow on with that, Matthew? Because, I mean, obviously Audible probably best known for audio books, but I mean, I guess if we are talking about those kind of narrative fiction podcasts, that fits in really nicely.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we've seen some phenomenal true crime podcasts out there, but I think that there's a whole range of other genres that we can and and should be exploring. And so we look at it, you know, you have podcasts at one end and audiobooks at the other, and we're trying to think about how what sits in the middle of that space, and how can we come even from the audiobook end to be thinking about how do we create great fiction works? How do we create great content which is made for the platform, made for spoken word and really audio, and thinking about how do we come at it that way.
Is Audible kind of pushing on that technology platform as well? I mean, we've seen the rise of kind of smart speakers, yeah. And I know that certainly stats out of the US suggest that that is becoming a very good way for people to listen to podcasts, listen to audio. Yeah. I imagine given Audible's parentage, yeah. There'd be a close eye on that sort of technology
absolutely.
As well.
So we've got some really exciting announcements around Alexa coming up in the very near future for Audible here in Australia, but Alexa and those smart speakers has been a huge boon for us and has changed that kind of changing the listening experience from being a solo experience to a shared experience. And I think that that's really exciting and opens up different content opportunities.
That is really interesting because, of course, Audiocraft has just listening parties to a degree, like people coming in. And I remember when I first heard about the concept, I was like, really? We're going to sit in a dark room and listen to a podcast together? It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. I mean, you know, podcasting up until now has been very much a solo activity. You put your headphones on or your earphones in, you're on a bus and you're sort of laughing to yourself, or, you know, it's a very sort of, I don't want to say lonely, but there is something quite solitary about it. And, you know, when you get everyone in a room together and turn down the lights and play the same thing, it's a really different kind of experience.
Yeah.
Where you're kind of vibing off each other. And yeah, it's, you know, it's more like a film, I guess, in that way. And it's interesting to see where the technology is headed, because sitting around the wireless used to be, you know, before TV, this really, you know, wholesome family activity. Yeah. And now we're kind of going there again.
I hadn't thought about that, but it is a little, isn't it?
It's like sitting around the wireless.
And of course, the technology is really interesting. And we want to focus on that, I guess, in the long term. But nothing beats just a good idea. I remember last year's conference, something that came up was that if your topic is fascinating, people will put up with audio that's not exactly perfect. But if your idea is a bit dull, you'd better have something so well produced it's not funny.
That's true. I think, you know, at our core, we're storytellers. You know, humans, we're storytellers. We're drawn to really good stories. And the question is kind of thrown around a lot, like, what is the formula to a hit podcast? I don't think there is a formula. I just think it's really good stories.
I couldn't agree more, actually. I think that's a really important part of it, whether that is, you know, narrative fiction or whether that is an in-depth, even a political podcast. You've got to be able to tell that story in a way that keeps people engaged and listening.
That's right.
Now, the retreat, I think you're closing off entries on the 29th?
The entries are closing on the 29th, so get your entries in.
We will have a link up on 2scr.com, but of course, audiocraft.com.au?
That's right.
Right, cool. Right. And people should start buying tickets now, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, they're selling fast. We've already sold out of a few of our workshops, but there's a few more on sale. And the conference on June 2nd is sort of our linchpin activity. So that's kind of the one to get down for.
Jess Vineth, Matthew Gain, thank you both so very much.
Thanks for having us in.
Thanks, Nick.